Dennis Sandoli, S-A-N-D-O-L-E. It was my last year as a Navy musician, and I was stationed at the Philadelphia Navy Yard. And it's hard for a lot of people to mention Dennis without mentioning John Coltrane. I mean, that was his most well-known student, but he taught all instruments. Yeah, and part of your instruction with him, I had a piano assignment, and it didn't matter what your instrument was, you had to show that you were coming to understand harmony. The piano being the most visual instrument that there is, you get a good understanding of the nuts and bolts of music when you understand the piano keyboard. And so that was one of the requirements, that about once a month that you had to perform a certain, you know, play chord changes and show that you were coming to understand how things work.
You somehow found Colorado as the place to live. Being taught, being a teacher is a natural evolution?
Not necessarily, Steve. My first experience at teaching was when I was in Cuba, in Guantanamo Bay, and I was a Navy musician. The captain of the naval base had a daughter that wanted to learn to play the guitar, and so obviously he calls the director of the band stationed at the base, and so he then comes, I'm the guitar player in the band, he says, Bruning, report to the captain, you know. So the little girl, she wasn't really that interested, Steve, in learning about it, and so my first experience with her was very negative. I thought, later with teaching, that's not for me, and so on. But then I was the leader of a house, NBC house band out of Philadelphia. From being on the air once a week, and of course I had a quintet, and so we played, I was starting to get calls, people saying that they wondered if I taught at all. Well, I immediately went to Sandoli and said, Dennis, you know, people are doing that. So he said, if you really are motivated to share whatever you have acquired up to this point, if that's your motivation, you really do sincerely want to help people and share with them whatever you've learned about it, he says, then I would encourage you to go ahead and do it.
But you have had some students of who turned out okay. Maybe Bill Frizzell is one of them. It's time for a Frizzell story.
Mr. and Mrs. Frizzell called and said, they were informed, Mr. Bruning, can we make an appointment to talk with you? And so I said, sure. So they came on over to the house, you know, I had studio in my home. We exchanged niceties and things, and then they got to the point, they said, do you really think our son Bill would be able to make his way in the world of music? I mean, does he have enough talent to be able to do that, and so on? And they were very concerned, all of us knowing that the music from a business standpoint is a very precarious business to be in. And so they knew that, and they were very concerned that, well, you know, if he, that's what he wants to. And so I was happy to reassure them. I said, as far as, you know, the world of business, that's a problem for all of us. But if you're asking about his talent, I have no doubts about that, that I cheerfully recommend that he pursue a career in music. And so they seemed relieved.
So then you've played Philadelphia, you've played Guantanamo Bay, you've played New York, all the hot spots. You've played Five Points. You wrote the book. And now, as we began, they're naming a scholarship. And it really was all about not just scholarship, but practice and scholarship.
Well, in all frankness, Steve, I was quite flattered that they wanted to do that in my name. I told Ron Miles that, you know, I said, you sure that's what you want to do with this old guitar player? You know, that, and Ron had some kind words to offer.
Dale Bruning, for all that you've done, congratulations. And I don't see any slowing down on your part.
Well, I'm not ready for the Olympics or anything of that sort. But hopefully the noggin is still working halfway decently so that I can know what I'm doing, you know. But over these years, I'm still looking for a better G7th chord. That's been my search for the years. Find a better G7th chord. ¶¶